I am talking to counselors. I'm not talking to shoe store owners. I'm not talking to mechanics. I'm not talking to hair salon owners. So I want you to think for a second, how many sessions does it take for you to do your best work? And if you're a couple counselor or a family counselor or a play therapy counselor, how many sessions roughly does it take for you to do your best work? This is the Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses podcast with Dr. Kate Walker, where I teach you, Texans and non-Texans alike, the latest research-based information to hit your income goals, stay out of trouble, and make a bigger impact in your community. Join me and let's fill the gaps in access to mental health care and create a counseling career you'll love. Let's get to work.
Welcome to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, where it's all about working smarter, not harder. And here's your host, Dr. Kate Walker.
Who knows the importance of a good self-care day?
Welcome to episode 64 of Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. And I'm going to take you through the call that books a client. So if you're not a counselor, this is a great peek behind the curtain to really understand what counselors are listening for when we've stopped playing phone tag and we finally get you on the phone before we've ever had that first session with you. Now, if you are a counselor, I want you to listen until the end because I've got information about how to sign up for the free webinar with Christina DeLuna, LPC Board Administrator. It's a wonderful webinar and she loves answering questions. So let's get into it and let's get to work. All right. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Welcome to your Tuesday training. Today is a pretty popular training that I give. It's called The Call That Books a Client. And I've done this a few times over the years. You know, I've changed it up a little bit depending on the software, but a few things remain the same. Number one, this is a data-driven strategy. So that's a good thing. So you can tweak things quickly if you need to make changes. And number two, the results come very, very quickly. So when you change these things that I recommend that you change, you will notice things happening. I would say within a month, you're going to notice some key changes in the number of calls that you answer, which is wonderful, right? We all want to make sure we're answering calls, but the term that I use is conversion rate. So conversion rate means going from the call to the first session, right? Because that call, I mean, it's just a call unless it's informational and you're just answering a question about some random topic. You want the call that you get to convert to an actual client. Now, a few caveats before we get started. This is geared toward a cash-based practice, but the techniques still work if you're going to use insurance. Also, this is really for you as you're growing your practice. So maybe before you've added 15 offices and a few hundred therapists and you're taking thousands of calls a day. If you're looking for information that has to do with that, I highly recommend that you go to episode 45 in Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. Anna Marcela Rodriguez talks about the particular type of intake call that they get and the script that they use. And it's a little bit different for her population as well. So this idea of using a script for a phone call isn't new. I mean, lots and lots of businesses train front office staff in the technique that they need them to use in order to book a first client. Or if you're a hair salon, you want to make sure that all the calls aren't going to the same people, that everybody's getting a fair look from these calls who are just like, I don't care who cuts my hair. Send me to whoever. Okay, well, you've got to narrow that down. Otherwise, the front desk person may be sending too many calls to this person or that person. So I'm not going to get into the minutiae of if you have a lot of therapists and they're all different days and different times, because if you're new to this business, then what you may not know, there are times that are more conducive to a particular population. For example, for 9 months out of the year, 3 o'clock until close is a great time if you see adolescents adolescents and kids, right? Because it's after school. If you're trying to build a business working with kids and you're like, but I'm going to only stay open from 8 to 3, you're going to have a tough time. Not that you can't do it. You can, but it's going to be a tough time because most kiddos are available after 3. And I can already hear some of you going, yeah, but what about the homeschool? Yeah. And that's a different phone call, different podcast episode. So if you're listening to me live, awesome. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. If you're watching or listening to this on a replay, go you, because you're taking time out of your day to learn something new and you're doing it probably while you're doing something else. So welcome to the training. Welcome to the podcast episode. Let's dive in. So the call that books a client, the first thing I want to sort of leverage here is data. You've got to understand this is a data-driven metric. So when we think about calls, and I'm going to talk about email as well, but number one, I don't like emailing clients, so that's personal. But also the data gets a little wonky there. So I'm going to just stick with phone calls. So when you're chasing phone calls, that's its own metric, right? Because that call then has to go to the metric of the return call, right? And you're a good person, you're a good therapist, and you're going to return every single call, right? You better. Now, so we have, let's say, 10 calls in a week, and you're going to have 10 returns. That's awesome. You are 10 for 10. But then we get to the actual connection, right? So you have 10 calls that you actually return, and then you get voicemail, or nobody has voicemail anymore. I don't know what you get. Maybe this mailbox is full, right? So you're returning these calls and you get an answering machine, which means you don't really get a chance to convert anybody to anything, because that person has already gone down their list of counselors they're trying to get in touch with, and it ain't you, right? So we're back down to square one. If they're going to agree to play phone tag with you, right, they may call you back, in which case we count the metrics again. 10 calls, 10 returns, 0 connection. Maybe 10 calls, 10 returns, 3 connections. All right, you've got a 30% success rate for actually connecting with someone on the returned call. So that's what this training is about today. When you actually get that person on the phone. Now, I'm going to challenge you before I even get into the call to track this metric. And it's easy to do, even if you don't love spreadsheets, but I don't know who doesn't love spreadsheets. I love spreadsheets, Excel spreadsheets. Yay. I challenge you to track this for a month, every day. Monday, I got 2 calls. I returned 2 calls. That's 100%, but I connected with 0. So you would have maybe 3 columns and it would be 2-0 for Monday. Tuesday, I got 5 calls. I returned 5 calls. I connected with 2 of them. Okay, that's a little bit better. Then you get that metric for the entire week. Then you can get that metric for the entire month. And so you'll be able to track, okay, I got this many calls. I returned this many calls. And I was able to connect this many times. Now, the conversion to the first session, right? That's your conversion rate, because those metrics are lovely and they may make you feel good, but it's like taking batting practice instead of batting in a real game. I mean, you want to see how many of these calls will actually convert to a first session. So remember, again, if you are trying to scale to a giant practice and you're having to hire front desk staff, this isn't really for you. But if you're just starting out and you're already trying to hire out who's answering that phone, this is where I want to stop you. Initially, when you're building your practice and you're making a relationship with people and you're forming your reputation in the community, they need to talk to you. You are the person they are going to form the relationship with. If you have this amazing website with this fabulous headshot, these folks have already formed a connection with you, your bio, maybe even the colors you use on your website. If you are using words like holistic and natural, or you're using words like performance and competition. So these folks are already connecting with you. So you returning your own phone calls is going to increase your conversion rate. Remember, conversion rate is the rate of phone calls answered, connected with, and first session. Okay. So number one, grab the data so you know this is working. Because I don't do many trainings where I'm like, this is guaranteed, right? But this is one of those trainings where I will definitely say that. If you can perfect this skill, your conversion rate, your number of booked clients will go up. I guarantee it. I mean, there's no money being exchanged. So I can't say guaranteed or your money back. But if I could, I would, right? Because I learned this actually from a business coach in another industry who was teaching it to people in other industries, right? It's a natural connection. Whether you own a body shop or a hair salon or a counseling center, the person at the front desk, the person connecting with that client, the potential client, better know how to make that person feel comfortable enough to book while at the same time helping that person self-select out if they're not a great fit for you. There's nothing worse for someone to appear on your couch and you're like, oh my goodness, this is not my specialty. They are uncomfortable with my price point. They came in on a Wednesday, but they said they can never come on in on Wednesdays again. So these are all places where they should have self-selected out. And if you have hired someone and they're not able to help a client self-select out, that's a problem. And that's why I'm going to talk about the actual script in this training. I want to do a little bit of a paradigm shift at this point, though. I am talking to counselors. I'm not talking to shoe store owners. I'm not talking to mechanics. I'm not talking to hair salon owners. So I want you to think for a second. How many sessions does it take for you to do your best work? And if you're a couple counselor or a family counselor or a play therapy counselor, how many sessions roughly does it take for you to do your best work? Now, I want you to think in terms of an intake or an assessment. And I know those of you who take insurance, this might be where we split ways a tiny bit, because I know if you take insurance, you've got to give that diagnosis in the first session, which I hate that for you. And you probably hate that for you too. So for me, it takes me at least 3 sessions with an individual to feel like I have done a thorough assessment. So yeah, I may get through all of the paperwork and all of the interview questions in that first session. So I've technically done an assessment. But for me, I feel like I've really done my best work after the 3rd session. So I tell this potential client that I work that into the script. With couples, I think I don't do my best work until the 4th session. And I'll show you how that works in my intake script in just a second. Because yes, again, I get through the assessment with both parties in that first session, but then I single one and done individual session with each one of them. And then I do a little quickie communication exercise in the 4th session. So by the end of that 4th session, that's when I feel like I can give them some really good information about couple counseling. Is counseling going to be helpful for their issue, in my opinion? Am I going to be a good fit for their issue? And I make it really clear, and I'll say this out loud, you know, my couples, they don't like me after the first session, and that's absolutely okay. Remember, this call is about you helping your client self-select out or self-select in. In other words, book that first session with you. So what I would ask you to shift as far as our paradigm here is you're not really selling one session. For me, I'm selling 3 sessions for an individual, and I'm selling 4 sessions for a couple. That fits with my theory, that fits with my technique, that fits with my expertise. And so I'm not saying, hey, you know what, you get a deal here if you book 4 sessions with me. No, I'm going to be very, very honest, and I'm going to explain to this potential client exactly what to expect at every step of the way so that they are making an informed decision. Remember, they're going to self-select in or self-select out by the end of my spiel with them on the phone. So that's the paradigm shift. You're helping them understand how many sessions you need to do your best work. You're not trying to control their choices or somehow dress something up into something that it's not. All right, I guess this is 2.5, right? Because we're going to get to the script in a second, I promise you. The next thing is your scheduling software. So remember the data I asked you to take earlier. a lot of that had to do and depended on your potential client agreeing to play a little game of phone tag with you, which is so much wasted time for you. It's so much wasted time for them. And they're going to keep going down their list of potential counselors because whoever picks up the phone and gets this conversation going first has the first opportunity to form this relationship with this potential client. And remember, that's what your client's looking for. They may be impressed by your degree and your website colors, but really they want to see if you can get them in today. So you've got this person who is really anxious, who is in dire straits, who's had it up to here with whatever's going on, that they're making the leap to make an appointment, and you are trying to meet them there. That is such a narrow, narrow window. So if you have scheduling software that allows your potential clients to schedule a 10-minute consultation with you, this is what I recommend. I recommend that you create a service called a 10-minute consultation. Potential clients can click that and get that time with you. And it's scheduled for them and it's scheduled for you. So right away, you see where my guarantee comes from, right? Because that immediately is going to increase the number of calls where you actually connect. So you have 5 calls or you have 5 connected calls, right? We're not even playing phone tag anymore. You just start looking at your calendar and you start saying, oh gosh, there's a 10-minute consultation. There's a 10-minute consultation. Oh my goodness, I have 10-minute consultations this week. So we're not even taking data anymore. We're not even trying to return phone calls. We literally have these appointments with well-qualified leads. A lead is a sales term that means this client has actually self-selected themselves. This is attraction marketing. They're coming to you because they're interested in you and they want to hear what you have to say. So this isn't a sale anymore. This is you now introducing them to your awesome self, helping them understand how many sessions roughly it will take for you to do your best work, answering a few of their questions, and then giving them the opportunity to self-select in and book that first appointment or self-select out. And I have a strategy for that as well, right? Because if they do self-select out, you still want to be top of mind if they have a friend looking for a counselor, right? They may say, oh my goodness, I talked to this amazing person. They gave me so much good information. I couldn't book with them because their price point or their schedule or whatever. But my goodness, they answered my questions and they have this wonderful thing called a 10-minute consultation. So you can book it right now. So you're going to have people who even did not book with you, who are going to be singing your praises to friends and colleagues who are struggling and looking for a counselor. Even better on you, if you have a website you can redirect them to, say, hey, check out my website. I have this resource, and this resource that I think will be really, really helpful for you. So where's the downside here, right? You've connected with this person intentionally. They've self-selected out, but they still find you to be extremely helpful, which means the world to them enough so that they would refer you to other friends and family. In other words, you've created a raving fan. You've created someone who's going to think that you're amazing, even though they're not coming to you and spending money and time with you. But remember what I said earlier, this is going to be based on your client scheduling with you. No more phone tag, no more, oh my gosh, did we connect? Have they already moved down to another counselor and they're just kind of keeping me on standby? You know, I've had that before. I know you have too, right? Where a client's like, oh, I already booked with someone, but you know, if it doesn't work out, I'll keep you on standby. It's like, oh, okay, that sounds great. So no, this is about you creating a 10-minute consultation with your scheduling software that potential clients can click easily, and you look at your calendar and you see, oh my goodness, there are 10 potential clients who are already self-selecting in. So I don't have to sell anything. I simply need to help this person understand who I am, how I do my best work, and then give them the opportunity to select in or select out. So 10-minute consultation. You call them, remember, at the designated time. Hi, this is Kate Walker with AchieveBalance.org. Is this blank? Right? You want to make sure this is the person who's actually making the appointment. I don't know how you feel about that. I'm not really cool with adults making appointments for other adults, but you do you. So I confirm, is this you? And say that I say, great, you scheduled a 10-minute consultation with me. Is this still a good time? Sometimes your clients are potential client. They scheduled it and they forgot and they're at the grocery store, right? They may say, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this. I'm in the grocery store. Can we do this in 2 minutes? Let me get to the car. That's up to you. You decide if you want to reschedule or not. But it's nice to ask someone, hey, is this still a good time? So if they say yes, now I want you to put a smile on your face because now you get to give this person the hope that they're looking for. So yes, be enthusiastic. Great. This is a mirroring effect as well, right? If you're projecting confidence and positivity, they're going to hear that, right? And hopefully you'll get some mirroring going on. Now you're going to tell them, tell me a little about what's going on so I can give you some recommendations. So see, what you're doing there is you're already setting the expectation that this is a 10-minute consultation. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you're priming them to expect something from you. Tell me a little about what's going on, and then I'm going to give you recommendations, right? Again, this could be a referral to someone else. This could be scheduling a time on your calendar, but you're already helping them to understand this is how you work. This potential client then can tell you their story and you do you, however you decide to let them get into it, how far, how much detail you want. For me personally, I keep an eye on the clock because, again, I'm giving them some safety here. I'm helping them understand I am time bound. My services are time bound. But again, not everybody does it like this, but I work with a lot of couples. And so I work with a lot of people where that time boundary equals safety. Like, here's your time to talk. Here's your time to talk. And I'm going to always keep it fair. So this is my opportunity to sort of showcase that. So as you're listening, I keep an eye on the clock. Now, if it's an individual, I'll say, is it okay if I tell you what you can expect from counseling? Or I may ask, have you had counseling before? What did you like about it? What did you not like about it? But then I say, let me tell you a little bit about what you can expect from me, right? I've already primed them to expect that. So if it's a one person, I'll say, okay, in this first session, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. It's going to feel like an interview. At the end of that first session, I'm going to give you some homework and you'll have something to read or write or look up. At the end of that second session, we will have course corrected based on your feedback. So by the third session, you're going to have a good idea if working with me is a good fit. So no guarantees of a cure, no saying, oh, you have come to the right place. None of that. Simply, here's what you can expect at session one. Here's what you can expect at session two. So that by that third session, you'll know if working with me is going to be a good fit. With a couple, it's a little bit different because, you know, I like to do four sessions. I say something like, okay, in the first session, I'm going to ask you a ton of questions. It's going to feel like an interview. I will tell you then some directions that we can take. And if everyone agrees to go forward, I will set up an individual with each of you. And then the fourth session is a communication session. So by the end of that fourth session, you'll have some tools and you'll know if working with me is going to be a good fit. So I've helped them understand how I work. I've helped them understand that I have a concrete structure, and I've helped them understand what they can expect. If the person is ready to book a session, I will say something like, do you have any other questions for me? And I'd say this a lot, but remember, a potential client is coming to you under duress. So anxiety goes up, cognition goes down. So when you ask a question like, do you have any questions? They may say, no, you're already, and inside they're like, you're already giving me a lot of information, right? So it's nice if you're able to prompt them to say, well, a lot of potential clients ask me about price and scheduling and insurance. You know, are those any questions you would ask me? And usually they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, those are great questions. Tell me about that. So then you can tell them if you take insurance or not, or you can tell them if you have openings on Monday, or you can let them know what your cost is for a session. What I highly recommend, though, with scheduling, and I've talked about this before in other trainings, is only offer them a couple of spots. Don't say, well, I have all Tuesday opening, and Wednesday I have openings from 5 to 8, and Thursday I have openings here, here, right? Start off with, well, here are a couple openings that I have. Or you could say, what's a good day for you? And then I can look there, right? Try to narrow the choices. You don't want to give them choice overload. If they can't make the two that you gave them, then you can offer them more. But start off with a time of day, a day of the week, something like that to really limit their choices. And again, we've already talked about if they say, oh, you know what, your schedule won't work for me, or oh, your price point is too high or too low or whatever. And you're able to say, you know what, I think this might be a really good resource for you, that even though you and I won't be working together, I think this would really be helpful for you in this situation. Do you have any other questions for me? So in that 10 minutes, you're going to book a session, or you're going to create a raving fan. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. Plus, that's the reputation you can start to build in your community, an expert, someone who's willing to take 10 minutes and explain and refer if they need to, and you're very clear. And you're going to be one of those rare counselors who actually knows how to explain what it is that you do in a way people can understand. So, go you. All right. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And if you're listening to this on a replay, you go. You keep building those skills and take my challenge. If you take the data, just track the data for a month and do the things that I'm telling you to do here and watch to see if your first session bookings, they're going to go up. I want to hear about it. So you can tag me on the Facebook page. You can always tag me in Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. I want to know how your business is doing, because you're important. You're too important to your community to hide behind. I don't know how to do phone calls. I don't know what a conversion rate is. This sounds too salesy for me. No, you've got potential clients looking for you. They need you. So start explaining how what you do actually works for them, or if it doesn't work for them, can work for the community. All right. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Have a wonderful day. All right. I want to make sure that you know how to sign up for that webinar in January with Christina DeLuna, because I know you want to make sure that you have all of the updates for 2024. And it's so easy to do. Just go to katewalkertraining.com/free webinar and grab your free ticket and share it with a friend. It's free and you get one CE. So if you're looking for continuing education that's super cheap, you can't do better than free, right? So grab your ticket today. Dr. Kate Walker, thank you so much for listening to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. Thank you to Ridgely Walker for her lovely voiceovers at our introduction. And do me a favor, when you get a second, please like, share, and subscribe, and write us a review. That's really how we get picked up by other RSS feeds, and we get this information out to the mental health badasses who need it. Thanks again, and keep saving the world with excellent therapy.